Hi, hi, welcome to the Tomorrow Show. I'm here with Lumi and One Man.
Hey.
It's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
We've been trying to fuck around with a new format, and it's been a bit of a pain. Plus, getting everybody together takes a bit of time and coordination.
Oh,
Yeah.
dude, it takes so fucking long.
Yes, it
Too
does.
long.
Way too long. But hey, there's a lot to
Yeah.
talk about. We can talk about, so.
Fucking two nights in a row, I'm just like, all right, tonight's the night we hop back into all this shit, and then I pass out of nowhere, and I'm mad at myself for it. I'm not even gonna lie.
Mondays and Tuesdays are just bad for me. Mondays because I have a counseling appointment at like 4 or 5 o'clock, and the other is because I get back from the gym and usually Tuesdays are one of the days I upload stuff. Still working on setting up my stuff for the month.
Yeah, fucking every like weekends are bad for me because I work. Every other Monday's bad because like I have a counseling thing, and then yeah, and then just random miscellaneous days because why not?
And for Sundays, my buddy and I watch anime, so.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
You're Rebecca. Yes?
I have a jacket here for one man.
Be right back, guys. Somebody's got my jacket hostage.
Oh, nice.
Oops.
So besides trying to get your
You are being
podcast set up, what have you been
provided my jacket
up
hostage.
I almost took a shit on it. I would have killed you. You're the one
Dang,
that left it on the toilet!
I wish he muted his mic or something,
Oh, that
jeez.
shit on top of the toilet thing.
No, it was
Oh,
literally all across the back of the
That's
toilet.
probably gonna help.
So he left his jacket by the toilet, apparently.
Anywho, now that the bathroom noise is out of the way.
Someone left my jacket by the fucking toilet.
Yeah, what happened was is I was taking a shower and there's like the toilet and the seat rim and everything's down, and then there's a basket sort of setup hanger thing, which I put all my stuff on, but didn't fit, so I had to put it somewhere else. I'm a bit lazy.
Dang.
College life?
Pretty much.
Dang.
Jesus.
Got like
This is
four other roommates.
fun.
So yeah, I've been playing some Devil
What's
May
up?
Cry 5, and oh man, oh, my goodness, is it
Oh, is
great.
it fun? I
Oh,
remember
yes.
Devil May Cry 4 being
Man,
the shit.
yeah. God damn it. You do not know the way.
Are those your roommates?
Yes, they are.
I fucking love your roommates, dog.
Yes, they are. They're great. They are great roommates.
Do you know the way?
You must have been bullet to know the way. Oh, god dang it, encoding. Encoding overloaded. But yes,
Did the
DMC.
recording stop?
No, it's that sometimes when you're recording, it'll say encoding overloaded and like somewhat freeze the voice. I don't know if it freezes the voice or just the video feed, but it's annoying regardless. So, but yeah, Devil May Cry 5 is amazing, and I'm already on Son of Sparta mode. And I plan on platinuming that. Since I've already platinumed the Neptunia franchise, my next franchise to complete is the Devil May Cry series.
So better than Devil May Cry 4.
That's not a hard benchmark to pass. So yeah.
All right, I could deal with that.
Not gonna lie though, Combi Christ is legitimately getting me into considering playing the reboot because the music's great. As a heavy guy who likes heavy music, having Combi Christ play is just
Yeah.
great. That song "Empty," which is Virgil's theme, so beautiful. But yeah. I've had a great time so far with DMC5, and I'm going to have a... I'm like a kid with a brand new toy with that game.
I keep unplugging my headset. This is so bad. There we go. I put the wrong string in. No! I just put three strings in, and the one that I put in two strings ago was the wrong one. So now I have to undo that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you guys are going to have to probably settle for an FLV file for this. I hope that's okay. Who'd I say?
That's fine, as long as you
Or do you need me to video edit? Because if you need me to edit to put in a file, then let me know.
Alright, yeah, I'll see what's up.
Alrighty.
But, fucking new games coming out, man. Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. That's what I'm stoked for right now.
I don't know. Currently there's none out that I want to play, but a couple of them that are coming out are pretty much Compile Heart titles, and, what's the other one? Possibly Mortal Kombat 11?
Oh, you're so for Mortal Kombat.
I used to be a fan, but kind of lost my, you know, lost interest somewhere along the way. But I'm considering playing it.
Yeah.
But I suck at fighters.
That's one that I actually...
I suck at fighters.
That's one I actually enjoyed playing. Jesus.
Yeah. I don't like stringing together obscene amounts of combos. It doesn't seem to really fit well, but I've been wanting to find a game where I can play with my viewers, and I have a hard time finding them. So I thought, you know, it's a great title.
I know, I feel it.
It's a prestigious title. I'm sure that, you know, in this day and age, it'll actually be good. Unlike a lot of the PS2 right. titles.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Armageddon was my shit.
Most of the time, I just played as Quan Chi. Like the
fucking drunken monkey fist fighting technique in Armageddon was so overpowered that your friends got mad at you.
That's the same thing about people with Quan Chi. You can really tell the difference between the noobs and the pros because you can just tell that a noob would pick Quan Chi every time. Every time.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing.
Dude, I went with Mortal Kombat 9. I went with Khan every time.
Shao Kahn.
Yeah.
Can't blame you there. Man, we live in a crazy time with a crazy world.
Don't tell me about it, man.
Like, we live in an age where false accusations are going to be defended about people like Michael, or not Michael Vick. Vick Mignogna.
I mean, have you heard about Vic?
I was talking about Vic.
I mean, I don't.
Michael Vick is totally guilty, but that's the point. I got the wrong name.
Bill Cosby didn't do it. Changed my mind.
I know Bill Cosby came with a harazzle frack dazzle.
It was just the pudding pops.
Kids say the darndest things.
There you go. Oh, Jesus.
That's
iffy there, Chief. I'm gonna just say that.
Yes, it was. It was bad.
Dude, I actually got bet to sit outside my local courthouse with a booth saying that. For $50, I'm just like, I don't think doing that's worth 50.
People will pay crazy amounts of money for pointless things.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, if they made it 150, I might sit outside my courthouse with the booth saying that Bill Cosby didn't do it, change my mind.
I mean,
but
I got,
for 50,
I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd have to be paid a lot more than that. I'd say starting pay is like $300.
I mean, I know the saying $20 is $20, but come on, man, that's a lot of work for low pay.
No kidding. Like, I think Bill Cosby's actually guilty. Vic Mignogna.
Oh yeah, no
people,
doubt.
Though, not so much. It all depends on how right. the victim handles the situation. And it's with Kick right. Vic. With Kick Vic, they handle it not as the victim, but as the perpetrator. And that's what really, really makes me uncomfortable. Because all the people on that side are fucking psychos. Like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
Completely psychotic. They act like the
victim. No doubt about it. So that doesn't really stop anything.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, it does. Because even if they were the victims and they went to court, all a judge has to do is look at the list of everything they've ever said, and no sane judge would ever bring it to court. Because there's no way in hell that a jury is going to find anything guilty. It'll just endlessly be in this trial. And it's just like, man, people are really shooting themselves in the foot. Because if, logically speaking, if you were to go into a court case, you would think that they wouldn't say things that are so dangerous to the conflict of interest. Because that's exactly what this court case would come about now. Because of all the political and business ties to all of this, it goes nowhere and it helps nobody.
Right.
If this was one gigantic troll by Monica Rial and all those other people, I don't know whether I'd be angry or if I would just be fucking impressed with the troll levels. Like, that would, if this is a gigantic troll on their part, then I would be almost impressed.
Like, props to them. Kind of deal.
Pretty much, yeah.
Shit. I don't know. All the court cases nowadays are skeptical to me because there have been so many, like, false, but yet again, there's also been so many, like, actual court cases or, like, actual fines, or not fines, charges that aren't false that it's kind of hard to weed through them now anymore.
Well, keep in mind that the what it all ends up with at the end is, you know, either singular person's perception of the law or a collective group, both of which are not very reliable. Because if you consider a jury or a judge, whomever is in charge of handling the verdict, both of them are inevitably heavily flawed. And
right.
And that's the thing. That's why I'm very skeptical of certain concepts like trusting people because they're in the majority, or, you know, things like Word of God tropes and all this other just badly handled material. As a writer, I can...
I mean...
Yeah. Sorry, were you saying?
No, go for it.
I was actually just going to conclude on the fact that I don't like the fact that people are counterintuitive and are just stabbing themselves in the foot. It just frustrates me.
And that's just how people are, though. Like, we have flaws, yes. And one of our major flaws is that we are very hypocritical and controversial in many ways that there's no rebounding from it whatsoever.
Yeah, but you would think that the logical procession would be to do everything to avoid self-defeating games. Like, I don't get it sometimes, you know?
The legal court system.
Yeah.
I get it. It's go for it.
I wasn't saying anything. I'm actually going to be eating a little bit of my dinner in the process. Having chicken fried steak.
You have any? Oh, that sounds nice.
Right.
You have anything to add on to this, Lumi?
I don't know. I just kind of let people do their thing. If it doesn't affect me, then it doesn't have to. I don't have to take a part of it.
Fair enough.
I can get that perspective, but we don't know when down the line we're in a similar position.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, Just imagine a scenario where the integrity of the court system has fallen even lower, where an innocent person, even in the most, you know, auspicious circumstances, face an overly harsh, you know, sentence or any of this other stuff. And I think that...
I mean, it's bound to happen.
Yeah. It's bound to happen. But if it's bound to happen, the best idea would be to stall its, you know, constant acceleration downhill. So what might not affect us now will affect, might affect us in the future or something like that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I see that.
Anywho, on to the less depressing topics.
Fucking, I haven't really seen any new trailers for any, well, I haven't seen any trailers for any good movies lately, but I haven't seen trailers for movies.
Yeah, and I'm the last person to ask about that, because I haven't seen a movie in like 19 years except for one movie, and that's,
I saw a movie yesterday.
And that would be Vice.
Oh, Vice. Wait, explain to me why you haven't seen a movie in 19 years.
Considering I don't like most of the movies I've seen, I don't like, and the only movies I've actually seen are ones that aren't new. They're ones like, you know, The Good and the Bad and the Ugly, The Godfather series. Those are the only movies I've ever seen within that period, but they're not technically new titles. Maya.
Right, and you, wait, you don't like those movies?
I don't like most movies, no. I like a lot of I like movies like, The Godfather series, heck. Oh, I know, now that I think about it, I did watch one other movie of recent memory, and that's Black Swan.
Oh, that one was weird, considering I watched that one at a younger age.
Basically, I like Black Swan because I like lesbians.
I mean, who doesn't, though? I mean, I guess homophobes, but that's not
I don't believe that for a second. All males love lesbians. That's just something that's a universal thing. I'm guaranteeing you that any evangelist who proselytizes against that community is secretly watching lesbian porn at home.
Oh, we're gonna get some flack for this one, Chief. I already know it.
I can bet you someone's gonna be like, I don't know.
I'm joking around.
This episode is pretty.
I don't mean this seriously. But
seems. Oh yeah. Seems iffy to me, Sean.
I mean, these are. But that's the only other...
Oh my god, I'm on my last...
That's the only... That's really the only other movie I've seen of recent memory other than Vice. Which, Vice was a great movie, and I'm very disappointed about them not winning a single category. But one of the best movies I've seen, hands down. Sure, I had some annoying sound jump cuts. A little bit of the stuff was irrelevant footage. But the story from start to finish was not only great, it was presenting an alternate side of Dick Cheney I never thought I'd see. I would think that if... Yeah, that movie.
I'll go for it.
You would think that the LGBT community would be eating that up, because it's, you know, the dad until about, you know, the main character of Dick Cheney, till the end, was actually supportive of his lesbian daughter. You would think that people would eat that up, considering the current social climate.
Right.
It presented a duality between business side Dick Cheney and personal side Dick Cheney. And it was surprising.
Oh yeah. I mean, I guess when that, you know, the news actually came out, when that actually happened, it surprised a lot of people.
There was one scene I didn't really like, and it was at the end. And that's only because it was shoehorned in. But basically, what happened was, is that earlier in the story... Oh, God dang it. I keep forgetting. I'm so not used to doing this whole spoiler warning thing because I don't get spoiled by spoilers. So it takes some mental notes for me to do so. So yeah, spoilers ahead.
It's all good.
Spoilers ahead, but I'm pretty sure most people wouldn't watch Vice anyways, so.
Oh, no, it seemed like an awesome movie to me, so I don't know about that.
I just can't gauge with whether people would actually watch it or not, because it's a political story, basically. By the way, well, the impersonations were brilliant, by the way.
No, like, it has a Academy Award-winning actors in it. It's made by a decent director. Lincoln, the Abraham Lincoln movie, that did really well in post. So that, like, America eats up those historical movies, man. I'm telling you.
Which is a shame, because it lost to superhero bait and other non-right-leaning bait. Which, I don't lean on any side of the political scale, but I always appreciate a great narrative. And until the last cutscene, it was perfect. I wish it ended on Dick Cheney's soliloquy, because he had this cool anti-villain soliloquy about his actions and his presidency. And it was this cool, cold-blooded, impactful movement. Because he's like, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for patting the villain on the back. I'm not sorry for doing whatever it took to make sure you could stay at home and feel safe with your family. It was this brilliant, like, brilliant, anti-heroic, impactful, morally gray soliloquy. It was probably one of the scenes that has ever left the most impact on me in any movie ever in history.
Huh. Oh, no.
I gave it a 7.5 out of 10 because there were some issues I had to nitpick with, but it's definitely something I would recommend.
Oh, Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, like, it's a decent movie. Mm-hmm. I digged it.
Yeah, I know. It's not, like, the best thing of all time, but really, it's the only movie that caught
my eye. Oh my god. I just got my guitar stringed again. Oh my god, where's my guitar pick? This has, like, been the first time in, like, months, dude. Months.
I can't blame you.
Oh my god. Oh shit. No, I still need to finish Vice, because I haven't even fully watched it.
Yeah, for those in the podcast, you weren't hearing things. There were some dishes and stuff clattering in the background.
I didn't even hear shit.
I didn't either. It was just, I guess it just didn't pick up.
Maybe it's because I can hear with my surround sound headphones.
Fucking, oh man. I've been playing a lot of fucking Fallout New Vegas lately. I don't know why, I just got into a really big binge of it.
Well, I'm excited for Halo Master Chief Collection and Halo Reach coming to PC.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You didn't know that? Halo Master Chief Collection and Halo Reach are coming to PC.
The two greatest Halo games ever? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I am fucking excited for that. I don't know when, but they said they were releasing it for the computer, and I'm like, yes.
Big bet.
Because I don't have many reasons to play PC games, but trust me when I say this. Halo is one of them. Been playing that game since 2002.
Did I just put the wrong string on? I just put the... No, not again. Will that reach? Yeah, I just put the wrong string on my high E. Oh my god.
Dang.
Fucking another game I'm stoked for. Oh, what was the name of it? It was, it's already out, but it was called Ashen. It's like Dark Souls, but in this, like, polygonal.
I've heard of that name.
Yeah. It's like somebody's take on Dark Souls, and I really want to play it.
Cool. Let me know how
it is. I don't know,
let me know how you think of it when you get the chance.
I have to buy Xbox Live Gold, though, because that's the only way I can get it right now. It's on PC. It's on PlayStation. But if you just get Xbox Live Gold, it gives it to you for free. So I'm just like, I need $20.
I switched over from Xbox to PlayStation.
I did too.
Basically what happened was I got tired of the media apps being very terribly designed. And I was starting to develop a taste for games that were exclusively on the PlayStation. So, you know, Xbox already had a limited selection of what I wanted to play. But after a while, they started destroying, you know, relationship ties with all the different companies that they used to be in partnership with, which really annoyed me. So I'm like, yep, this is the time for me to switch over.
Yeah, no, I feel it, because my first strike was when they took the indie games off of the Xbox 360.
I didn't even realize they did that.
Yeah, dude. Indie games were my shit. There was a lot of, like, really decent indie games on there. Like, they opened up the indie game shop for developers to potentially, like, recruit people and shit like that. And then, like, it really took off. And they made some great games, and then they just discontinued it out of the blue, and I'm just like, oh, my heart, my childhood, my dreams, my everything, it's gone.
Don't worry, I feel you, man. It's kind of how I felt about Xbox, Microsoft's relationship with Compile Heart. That really ticked me off.
Alright, sorry, what was that? I accidentally unplugged my headset again.
I was upset about Microsoft's relationship with Compile Heart. Because here's a fun fact, I actually discovered Compile Heart through Xbox 360 through Record of Augur's Store. Which was a really fun game. That's what helped me discover games like Neptunia and all the other new games coming out. One of my favorite companies of all time.
One thing I am not or that I'm happy for is Xbox ties with Deep Silver Games. Because they just made they supplied the engine for the new Metro for this game.
My buddy likes that Metro series.
I'm in love with it. Like, I have the three paperback books in real life. Like, I have 2033 and Last Light for my Xbox One and PlayStation 4. I'm waiting to buy fucking Exodus. I love it so much.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't know why. It's just like I played 2033 when that came out, and I instantly fell in love with it. And then I played Last Light, and then I fell even more in love with it. And then I read the books, and then I just kept falling.
That's how I feel about Halo. Except for 5, of course, because 5 was awful.
Last Halo I played was Reach, because, wait, ODST came out before Halo Reach, right?
Right, it was an expansion of 3.
Right, yeah. So last Halo I played was Reach.
Well, everybody else grew up with heroes like Superman or Spider-Man, but for me it was Master Chief.
Yeah.
You're not wrong there, Perk.
Because that was, like, since 2002 for me. That's when I first got, got into it. Yep.
Fucking... Oh my god, I just remembered something. Fucking Xbox 360 launch date. 2 months after, bought a brand new Xbox 360. Unreal tournament. That was my shit.
I cannot blame you at all.
Oh my god. I forgot how much fun. I forgot about that game even existing, dude. Oh. All the memories are just flooding back to me right now. I'm very tired of the
game itself. That's alright, man. For you, it's like, what, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, but, yeah, I'm normally asleep by now. That's late. So it's fine. I don't know. My voice has been fucky lately. I shot doing karaoke, and, like, it hurts to talk and breathe and all that stuff.
Imagine imitating a Scottish voice for 9 hours.
Oh my god. Did you have to do that? Please don't tell me you
did. No, I didn't have to, but I did it. I fucking did.
Why? Why did you?
Because it was a parody thing I used to do, and the main character took the Neptunia character, Neptune, and I did a parody voice where it's a Scottish accent. And the joke was is that it's an Irish character that sounds like a Scot. Let's just say I did a 9-hour stream, a 5-hour stream, and I think a 3-hour stream using that voice.
We have to stream together sometime, dude.
That would actually be very fun. That'd be very fun.
Well, I just had to buy a PC first.
No worries, man. You don't have to. You can always use PlayStation and use their party chat. You can always do that.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. But yet again, you are very picky with your games, so I also had to find one set.
Well, you don't have to play the same game to talk about it.
Yeah, but what's the fun in that when two people are playing two different games?
I mean, yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
You have more user interaction if both people in the party are in the same game.
Definitely. I used to play some Warframe with a bunch of buddies of mine. Haven't really been into Warframe myself, but yeah. It's a fun thing.
I only played Warframe because my friends wanted to play it.
Sounds about the same. Basically, a bunch of people I'm very well acquainted with, co-worker-wise, are in the same boat.
Yeah, I feel. But, Gloomy, you've been playing any games lately?
I don't know. It's just kind of... I'm not such a game person anymore. Like, growing up, I loved playing games. And, like, I would go over to my friends' houses and junk to play those games because my parents didn't believe in, like, video games and stuff. But eventually I bought myself with, like, money, like, birthday money and, like, money from, like, a will or whatever. I bought myself, like, a 3DS and a Wii, and I got, like, an Heirloom, which is my grandma's, which is the N64, because she owned it. And besides that, that's literally all I have. And I couldn't be any more happy. I mean, I can have a PC, but I wouldn't probably game. I'd just probably like, make art design or Discord or whatever. I couldn't care less for consoles. I couldn't care less for PC gaming. I couldn't care less for any gaming, because I don't really do it anymore. It's just not my thing.
And I totally respect that. I definitely respect that.
I mean, like, I have Nintendo 64, so I feel it. I can see where you're coming
from. Like, right now, I'm just... I'm having my Smash 4 on my 3DS I'm just having bots on level 9 duke it out.
Dude.
Hey man, life takes us in crazy directions.
Smash Brothers Brawl. Nintendo 64. No, that was, yeah. No, I'm thinking, yeah, it is Brawl. Brawl for Nintendo 64, and then there's Melee for the game. Those two.
No, it's just Super Smash Bros. For the N64, Melee for the GameCube, Brawl for the Wii, 4 for the 3DS, and then Ultimate for the Switch.
There was a Wii U version. Right.
Well, the Wii U version is the 3DS version as well.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wii U, what?
I think the Wii U had potential. I don't think they went in a good direction with it.
I can definitely agree there.
Yeah.
I mostly bought mine.
Yeah.
I bought mine for the sake of playing around and streaming with a buddy of mine. But I never really loved the system itself. It was never really my thing.
Going back to the really old news, they should have went with the CD drive attachment.
Switch has gone into a great direction, so.
Yeah, it's honestly been such a huge profit for them. It's done amazing work for them that the Wii U failed to do so. The Wii also kind of, well, the Wii was kind of like a win and a loss, because in one way, it was like an amazing thing, and on another way, it like limited like so much like gameplay that it seemed kind of not fun.
Fucking Wii Sport was my shit.
I remember playing Wii Sports. I would just like pick tennis or something and just fucking swing my Wiimote around like a crazy madman.
There was an expansion for Wii Sports, which gave you like archery and fencing and all that stuff. Just
there's Wii Sports Resort, yeah.
Yeah.
It has like a bunch of other stuff on it.
You might want to turn up your mic a bit.
You hear me?
Yeah, because it's barely coming in at all.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
No? Nothing? Fucking, oh, hold on. Voice settings.
We can hear you a bit better now.
There. How about now?
It should be good now.
Yes, okay, Kyle.
What is that YouTube program I gave you for downloading videos?
A PowerSoft. Why?
PowerSoft.
The fuck is a PowerSoft?
It's a program my buddy got for me that allows me to download stuff without Comcast putting a taser to my testicles.
Oh, I thought he asked like, hey, what do you use to cut YouTube videos or something? And I thought you said a buzzsaw or something.
No, a PowerSoft. And it's this program that allows you to download certain videos without Comcast just messing you over with fines and shit. Because every time I get fined like $600, and it sucks. So.
I think the most I've ever been fined for anything was like $300. I've been on a large dick of Apex Legends lately. I just can't seem to not play that game.
But yeah, I definitely recommend the program, but it's sort of expensive to continuously use it. But if you know if ever you have troubles with any sort of company fining you for downloads, I would recommend that program.
The program. No, nothing.
Sorry about that. You were saying something earlier about art or something like that. Instead of using a PC, what you would use a PC for rather than like something like gaming or whatever.
I was saying
along the lines of I would use a PC for like everything but gaming. I think I would need like a gaming PC for gaming.
Actually, you might need a gaming PC for certain art programs as well, because that takes up a lot.
Certain art programs, yeah, but like I would only be using like basic ones and stuff. Like I would be using, I don't know, like Photoshop or I don't know. But I would also be using like music commands and stuff.
$50,000 gaming rig, MS Paint.
Wait, did you say $45,000 gaming computer?
Yeah, let me just get this $50,000 gaming rig. Just use MS Paint.
Yeah, man, I gotta get those pixels. I'm gonna become like Ringo or something and sell it, and then it's gonna be worth like thousands and thousands of dollars. It's gonna be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's gonna be the worst fucking shit.
Man in hat.
Fucking Ringo. God.
One of the members of the Beatles, decided to make MS Paint drawings after his career.
One of the things I wanted to do for a while.
Like, he was in the screening room, like, constantly. He was, like, waiting for the other bandmates or something. And then he was like, you know what, fuck it. And then he just went to MS Paint, and then he started, like, making some stuff up. And then someone looked at it and went, oh, that looks really good. And then so he decided to sell them.
Well, one of the things I've wanted to pursue for a while is improving my own program skills. Not programming, but like art and animation programs. Because I want to eventually make anime myself. Or at least anime-styled videos. I just haven't had much time to do so. I've always wanted to give back to that industry. So there is.
No, I feel it. Like that's something I've been thinking about doing as well. Like I want to do animated shorts and shit like that. So I feel where you're coming from. Why is it always so silent after I talk? Why?
I don't know, but it's probably because of your volume control. You're not speaking very well into the mic. Plus, I think we've run out of time.
Wait. Dog, my mic is right next to my face. I don't know. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. How about now?
It's good now.
Better. Much better.
So, my mic apparently has been on quote-unquote mute this whole time. I looked down at my volume thing that it has on the wire, and it's been switched to mute but I've been talking this whole time.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah. But so that's fun.
I think we've also run out of topics, too.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so I think this is a good place to leave the podcast.
I think so, too. Thank you for having me on, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, don't go anywhere after this, but yeah, thank you guys for joining on another episode. I'm tired, man.
Somebody's gonna probably have to edit this to get rid of all the pointless dead noise out of the way.
Thank you for joining us on another episode. It's been a great time talking to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to doing this again.
So it's called the Tomorrow Show, correct? Is that what it's called, or what is it called?
Yes, it's called the Tomorrow Show.
The Tomorrow. Okay. Well, thank you all for stopping by the Tomorrow Show podcast. We'll see you next time, I guess.
See ya.